sense.
Yeah.
So, okay, I now have my two hardball questions.
Okay.
What's it like to watch yourself as a Bob's Burgers animation?
That gave me so much joy. I think there's something about animation that I think really taps into such an early form of awe, and really, you know, it's so reminiscent of like the kind of first forms of entertainment that we watched as kids. And cartoons and animation, it was comforting. You know, it was sort of a lens through which we saw stories being told. You know, it was just this version of storytelling that really made the most sense when we were kids. And also now, I think, sometimes embodies some of the most complex storytelling that I see. You know, like when you think of Pixar or something.
Yeah.
Or, but even Bob's Burgers is a really, you know, complex, rich, multifaceted, multi-layered television show, you know, with great performances and really sharp writing. So to see myself imagined in that world, rendered in that world, was really exciting and just, and strange. And it felt almost, there's just these weird surreal moments where you're like, oh, okay, I made it. Like, so
yeah.
I've been sanctioned and validated by the world of animation. You know, it feels like that's it. It's like, it's almost, I don't know, it's like better than being in a museum. Cause you know what? Other things have this, they feel very like sort of still and stagnant, but there's something about being rendered and celebrated or imagined via animation that's kinetic. So you're like, okay, this is for posterity, but I get to move around and talk.
Yeah. Which is really cool. And actually the image of being kinetic, I think, comes up a lot in the book in terms mm-hmm. of like how you came to terms with finding yourself as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a nice full circle, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. My last question.
Okay.
What's the better concert film, On the Run or Stop Making Sense?
Oh, I mean, I would say Stop Making Sense. That's Jonathan Demme, I think. I mean, it's just such a great, it's so iconic. I love it. The soundtrack, I mean, all of it is so good, so larger than life for me. And I think also it's the one, if there's one argument for why it's better, it's that it's the reference point for so many things. I feel like so many pitch meetings in LA are just like, we got to do Stop Making Sense.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should do another Stop Making Sense. I want to make a music thing, but I want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's the one.
Cool.
Yeah.
A lot of Beyonce fans on Twitter could be so sad.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I do love Beyonce. Actually, I really do love Beyonce. And also, I should never say something's good just because it's mentioned in a pitch meeting. I take it back. Redo.
Awesome. I think that's it. Is there anything else that you wish you had a chance to talk about?
If there is, it's in the book.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thank you. This is Carrie Brownstein. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. This program was produced and directed by Sarah Jaffe. Text copyright 2015 by Carrie Brownstein. Production copyright 2015 Penguin Random House LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.